Now, the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, What's Wrong with Bunny? This is chapter 2 in the book we call The Canine Mutiny. Yes, what's wrong with Bunny indeed? He's been acting very, very strangely. Of course, there is an answer to the whole thing. It's just that we don't know what it is yet. Because we think every problem has a solution. Every mystery has its understandable outcome. Mayor Plumfront and I are talking in the living room of our little home in Cincinnati, all the way up the next block.
So you say the lad's dog, Bunny, has been acting strange lately. Is that right, Buster?
That's right, Mayor. Last night after you left here, Sparky went to the door to call Bunny in. Bunny wasn't anywhere to be found.
Well, what's so unusual about that? Maybe the little feller wanted to stay out a little longer than usual.
Well, that's what I thought at first. But after a while, it started to rain. As a matter of fact, it was quite a storm.
Yeah, I should say it was, Buster. According to old Dwight D., last night's storm was the worst storm we had here in Cincinnati in 86 years.
Dwight D.?
Yep.
You mean Dwight D.?
That's right, Big John. Old Dwight D. Isobar, the weatherman here in Cincinnati. Dwight D. Isobar is one of the best weathermen in the United States. Now, what was it you were saying about the lad's dog when you mentioned the storm?
Oh, well, as I was saying, I thought Bunny wanted to stay out a little longer than usual last night until the storm came up. And then when he didn't come home, well, I thought sure there was something wrong because, you know, Bunny is just scared to death of storms.
Yeah, I know. That little perp shakes all over any time it thunders, don't he?
I should say he does. But he was out all night.
Hey.
Yep, all night. Didn't come home till around 8 o'clock this morning.
Oh, hey, that is odd.
Yeah, and listen to this. When he finally did come home, he wasn't the slightest bit wet. Just as if he had never been out in a storm.
Well, now, that is strange. How do you account for that?
Don't know.
Wonder where the little feller could have spent the night.
That's what Sparky and I would like to know.
You see, the lad isn't home from school yet.
That's right. Excuse me, will you a minute? I want to take a look out the window here and see if he's anywhere in sight.
Maybe the lad had to stay after school today, Buster. He's usually home by now, isn't he?
Well, no, he's not always in the house by this time. Lots of times he and the boys get to playing on their way home from school. Never could quite understand the mathematics of this thing. The school is about 5 minutes walk from here, and yet those kids will take about an hour or more getting home.
I know. Well, what about the lad's dog? I mean, what else has he been doing that's so queer?
Well, he's been doing things that he's never done before. This morning, right after Sparky left for school, Bunny wanted to get outside.
Doesn't he usually go outside in the morning?
Well, he goes out, but usually while Sparky is home. And then he comes in the house again. And then when Sparky goes off to school, Bunny usually crawls under the kitchen stove and goes to sleep.
That's right. I remember coming over here and hearing that little feller snore while he sleeps under the stove. Well, now, what does the dog do when he goes outside in the morning like that?
Oh, I don't know. He runs around for a while, and then all of a sudden, he's gone. Where he goes, I don't know.
So the old dog just isn't acting like himself lately, huh?
And that's not all. He stayed out all morning until dinner time.
Oh, but he come back for dinner, did he?
That's right. And then after dinner, he wanted to go right back out again.
Well, it kind of looks to me like the little pup doesn't want to stay in the house anymore, Buster. You know, maybe it's because he knows it's nice weather time again.
Well, that could be, but why then would he grab an old sweater of mine and run out of the house with it?
That probably doesn't even fit him. You mean to tell me that the little pup run off with your sweater?
Yeah. And, you know, he's always been a very well-behaved dog. He never touches anything that doesn't belong to him.
Oh, there's your front door. You think that's the lad?
I don't know who else it would be, coming in like that without ringing the doorbell. Sparky?
Yeah, it's me. I'm home from school, Big John. Yeah, buddy. Where are you, boy?
He's not here, Sparky. He went out early this afternoon. He hasn't come home yet. Come on in here a minute.
Okay. Well, I wonder where he goes when he gets goes away like that. Oh, hi, Mayor. I didn't know you were here.
Howdy, lad. Well, what's all this business about your dog, Bunny?
Well, your guess is as good as mine, Mayor. I don't know. Did Big John tell you all about it?
Well, somewhat. It seems mighty funny the way that there dog of yours is acting, lad. Yeah, Big John told me all about it, all the information, I guess.
I don't know what got into him all of a sudden. Hey, Big John, I'm hungry. We got anything to eat?
Well, you don't want to spoil your supper now.
We won't eat supper for a couple hours yet. Is it all right if I fix myself some peanut butter sandwiches on crackers?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I think I'll eat some, too. I'm a little hungry. Mayor, how about you?
Yeah, don't mind if I do. It's been a long time since I ate any peanut butter, though.
Good, come on. Let's go out in the kitchen. Boy, Mayor, there's nothing better after school than a stack of peanut butter sandwiches on crackers and a big glass of milk.
Oh, I know that, lad. Yeah, I used to eat them a lot whenever I was a little kid, but I haven't eaten them very much since I had but I like to have some anyway.
Hey, is that Bunny scratching on the back door to get in?
Yeah, that's him. I'll let him in. Go on, you just get the box of crackers and the jar of peanut butter and...
Okay. Hey, Mayor, will you reach up there and open the cabinet for me and get out some glasses for the milk?
All right, here you are.
Well, there you are. You finally came home, huh? Now, where have you been, bad
dog? Hey, Bunny, we say. Come on, I'm home. Come on in. We'll have some peanut butters on crackers.
Boy, it sure is nice and warm outside. I think I'll just leave this kitchen door open a while. No wonder Bunny wants to stay outside.
Well, that's what I was saying all the while, Buster. Maybe the reason this little perp wants to be outside is because he knows that the nice weather's here again.
Yeah, that could be.
Hey, look at the mud he has on the end of his nose. There's a cake of mud an inch high on the end of that little pug nose. Oh, Bunny's been digging.
Yeah, probably getting up all the bones he's had stored in the ground during the winter. Hey, you know that dog's a comedian, Mayor. He's the funniest thing to watch wherever he goes out to bury a bone.
Yeah, I know. I get a kick out of watching him myself. Well, lad, how about one of them there peanut butter and cracker sandwiches you was talking about?
Oh, sure. Here you are, Mayor. I haven't started eating them yet. I'm just fixing up a supply of them. I like to have a whole plateful of them, so I just keep right on eating without stopping.
Well, they just look and smell so good, lad, I can't resist having one.
Sure, take a couple. You can eat any, Big John?
I sure am.
Yeah, and I know Bunny will want some.
What's that? Don't tell me his dog eats peanut butter.
Oh, sure. Bunny loves peanut butter. He always eats it. Here, watch. Here, Bunny. Here. Here's a peanut butter and cracker sandwich for you. Here you are. Well, here, take it. You can have it.
Thought you said he ate peanut butter. He's not even sniffing at it. He's not the least bit interested.
Well, boy, don't just sit there looking at it, Bunny. It's a peanut butter sandwich on a cracker there. Eat it. You always do.
Well, that's odd. I've never seen him refuse peanut butter before. Well, I guess he's just not hungry.
Yeah. Mustn't be. He always did eat it. Hey, Big John, while you're over there, how about getting some milk out of the refrigerator?
Yeah, okay. We got regular milk or buttermilk. What do you want, Mayor?
Well, I think I'd like to have some buttermilk, Buster.
Bonnie, what are you doing? Bonnie, get away from that refrigerator.
Now, what in the world is that dog up to now?
Bonnie, get out of here. Cut that out. Hey, come here. Bonnie,
hey, look,
come
he grabbed a pack of meat. Bonnie, where are you going with that?
Bonnie, come back here with that meat. Bonnie, get back
here. The back door. Bonnie, come back here.
Oh, that dog. Well, there's no use chasing him, Sparky. You know as well as I do, you never can catch him. There, you see what I mean, Mayor, about him acting odd?
I've never seen a little feller act like that, Buster.
Well, that's the first time Bunny has ever gone near the refrigerator. Can you imagine that character? He took a package of meat right out of the icebox there. I'd sure like to know what's getting into that pooch.
I wonder what's the matter with him. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Well, it's a good thing we have peanut butter and crackers, because there goes our dinner. Oh, Bunny got away with it that time, but wait till he gets back here. I'm going to get to the bottom of this if it takes me all day and all night. A little bit of peculiarity on the part of the puppy is all right, but when it comes to swiping the steak, now that's something else again. Well, things are going to work out, and you'll hear further developments in the Canine Mutiny in the next adventure of Big John and Sparky.